The Old Testament scriptures are declaring how it is that God would rise to that throne, how his son would be seated on that throne. It wasn't dependent upon the will of men. Scriptures say that it was according to God's determined counsel and foreknowledge that they took our Lord Jesus Christ and crucified and slew him. But that wasn't the end. He rose again. Why did he rise again? Because he completed the work of salvation, the work of justification, of redemption, reconciliation, all accomplished there in his death. And the proof is that he rose again and ascended on high, where he's seated in the heavenlies, the right hand of the majesty on high, and he reigns. So this is how he was to reign. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill. All of this was to be accomplished through his coming, living, doing, dying, rising again, ascending on high. And nobody could stop that. They thought by putting him to death, they were stopping it. But they were merely accomplishing God's will even through that. That he should be glorified through that death, through his resurrection, ascension. That's why verse 8, ask of me. This is a true king. This is spoken to Christ, God's son. And I will give thee the heathen, that word is the nations, for thine inheritance. Christ didn't come just to save Jewish sinners, but sinners from every tribe, nation, and tongue, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. There is no true worship but through the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what that temple represented, where there were the priests, there were the sacrifices, and the altar. Now that's a picture of Christ here. And when it says, and praise thy name, what is that name that is above all names? Because you say, well, God has many names. No, there is thy name, for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. Notice, for thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. Now, you stop and think about that. What could be magnified above all his name? I will tell you that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow and every tongue confess that he is Lord. God the Father, his purpose that there be one name above all name. And when it says, thou hast magnified thy word, capital W-O-R-D. In the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God, and the word was made flesh. This verse 2 is an exaltation of the Lord Jesus Christ, apart from whom there is no true worship. I know people say, well, you're excluding a lot of people out there that's sincere. Yep, it's not me excluding. This is the word right here. Unless a sinner is brought to God and to worship him through his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, he does not worship God. He is an idolater. I know that gets people upset, but may the Lord take that arrow and strike it into the heart, bring us love, and cause us to bow and see that at that name, the name of Jesus, every knee should bow and every tongue confess that he is Lord. And that's how people view God, even Christ, that he really wants to save sinners, so he's controlling situations, but alas, he needs our help. He needs you praying. That's, you ever gotten one of those requests on the Facebook or email? Don't break the chain because you might curse somebody. We're all doing this. We're praying. You need to pass this forward, because if you don't, then they might not be blessed. Talk about blackmail, holding people hostage. I'm going to be the guy that breaks the chain, because that's not how God works. It's not a tug of war between good and evil, and now we're going to try to get more people on God's side pulling over here so that he can have the victory. But that's how men reason. That's even how Pharaoh thought. That's why they had these gods depending on the situation. God of the mountain, God of the valley, God of the river, God of flies. And yet, Here he's being shown that there is but one God. And God would accomplish his purpose and will. So what we see here, again, it's not so much about Pharaoh as it is about Joseph. About now is the time when God is going to be pleased to bring Joseph up out of that prison house, exalt him above a people for one purpose, to save a people alive. Not necessarily Egyptians. See, even this God determines. There was a people that God had in mind for bringing Joseph down there in the first place. And it had to do with his brother, the very ones that had rebelled against him.